With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a title. Are you ready?
Prince of Darkness.
The Prince of Darkness.
The Prince of Darkness is in the house.
Never heard of him.
Jonas Knox.
The story is Jonas Knox.
Yeah, Chief. This will be good.
Like I said,
Jonas Knox is coming through your speakers like a right cross from a boxer that you've never heard of.
What's going on here?
And now, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, here's Jonas Knox.
You're really going through with this, huh, Chief?
So there is just a reality to a situation in the NFL that we must discuss. We will get into all that for you coming up here just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever you are, making us a part of your Saturday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on FSR. So the NFL comes out with its schedule, and obviously this is a big deal to a lot of people out there. Now, let's just call what it is. All right. It's a contrived NFL event to steal a couple of headlines in the middle of May, in at a time where there's NBA playoffs and there's some NHL and there's MLB, and you got, you know, the NFL looking around going, well, why don't we swipe a couple more weeks? I mean, it's, you know, it's bad enough we've already stolen 11 months out of the year. Why don't we swipe another couple of weeks? And so let's put together this schedule release. And the schedule release used to be a big deal back in the day for my buddies and I. And I've probably talked about this on the show before. We would wait until the schedule would come out. We would try and go to a different city every year to watch an NFL game. And it was a way to where you could make it affordable if you got the tickets, you know, and you got them at face value and you didn't have to pay a third party site or anything like that. We would figure out a way to get to a game every single year. Put money aside. You do the old tricks. You buy the tickets first, then you buy the flight, and then you worry about the hotel and accommodations afterwards. You kind of split it up so you can make payments on your trip. And it was a way to have a little bit of a vacation back before family and kids and everybody got together. Just a tiny small vacation in the fall. And so we would wait till the NFL would drop its schedule, and we would identify which game do we want to go to, which city do we want to be at, and let's make it happen. That's how it was back in the day. Well, I mean, it could have stayed that way for a lot of people. And maybe you listening here right now are looking at the schedule going, that's a game I'm going to. And the NFL could have kept it that way, and everybody would have been fine. But where's the fun in that if you can't swipe a couple of weeks out of the sports calendar? So they put together this schedule release, and then they sprinkle in a couple of matchups, and then everybody speculates as to who's going to play where and what's the Rams opener going to look like. And then we do wins and losses based on schedules, which is a complete waste of time, and I'm not going to do it because I don't want to go through every single team's schedule and tell you who's going to win, who's going to lose. I don't know who's going to be injured. I don't know what the hell that's going to look like at that time. I don't know what the situation's going to be like for either franchise in that matchup in that moment. So it's a waste of time. But the one thing that needs to be addressed and needs to be talked about is the NFL is all about the hype. And if they can put together some sort of a matchup and they can put together something to where they can grab some eyeballs in the fall and sell drama, they're going to put it together. Case in point, Tom Brady versus the Patriots. I mean, what was that, like a week four matchup early on in the year? But the way it was built, the way it was delivered, everybody just said, all right, let's just get to that game. Let's get to that game. Everybody be healthy. And they put it on prime time. And by and large, the game delivered. If not for a missed field goal, then we're having a completely different discussion about Brady, Belichick, and all that stuff. And so the reason I bring all this up is I was curious to see when the schedule came out what they were going to do with the Cleveland Browns. Because you've got the Deshaun Watson situation, which is bizarre. And I'm not even talking about the fact that the guy's got 50 massage therapists. That's bizarre in itself. But nobody knows what the hell's going to happen. Nobody knows whether or not he's going to be suspended. Nobody knows for how long. Nobody knows when it's going to take place. Everything's still up in the air. Now, my personal belief is I think he's getting suspended. I'm not saying he did anything wrong from a legal standpoint in the civil cases. We'll see how that all plays out. But from a legal standpoint, he's already been cleared. So I'm not saying that he did anything wrong from a legal standpoint and that he should be put in jail or anything like that. But I do believe that the NFL is going to suspend Deshaun Watson because of the optics, because of the look, because of all the surrounding drama around it. I think they're going to figure out a way to suspend him, much like we've seen them suspend other players in the past who weren't convicted of anything, but they stepped in and said, violated the personal conduct policy in the league. We have our rules and our standards. We're going to lay down a 2, a 4, 6, whatever you want to call it. So I do think he's going to get suspended. But what's interesting is you've got Mike North, who's the NFL's VP of broadcast scheduling. Not the great Mike North, the Chicago sports radio legend, Fox Sports Radio alum, one of my mentors in the business, one of the all-time greats. But this Mike North, who's the VP of broadcast scheduling, who comes out and says, well, you know, Deshaun Watson's uncertainty regarding his suspension, that really didn't factor into how we make the schedule. You know, the Deshaun Watson uncertainty didn't really factor in at all as how we make the schedule. Okay. So the Browns have two primetime games. They're the talk of the NFL offseason. With all due respect to Tom Brady, the Cleveland Browns and the Deshaun Watson stuff is the biggest story of the NFL offseason. And I don't even think it's close. Because of all the stuff surrounding it, the Baker Mayfield, the court cases, the lawsuits, all of that. his bad blood with the Texans. And one of the things that Mike North pointed to in this conversation he had with Adam Schein on Friday is he's saying, well, you know, I mean, there's so much uncertainty. You know, we gave him a couple of primetime games. We're not really sure what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. So, no, it didn't really factor in. But then he points to the matchup with the Texans because the Browns are playing the Texans this year. And said, there was a schedule that was out there that had the Browns and the Texans in week one. But ultimately, it ended up being in week 13, and we just didn't feel like we want to put that game on display the first week of the season. Hold on a second. So all of a sudden, there's a morality. All of a sudden, the NFL doesn't want to put Deshaun Watson against the Houston Texans in week one because, you know, we didn't feel like with everything else going on, that was the proper place for it. So why'd you put it in week 13? What like that right there tells me everything I need to know. Dude's getting suspended. People within the league and people that make these schedules know he's getting suspended. And that's why they put it later in the season. The fact that they didn't put it week one had nothing to do with, well, you know, we just weren't sure if it was a good idea with all the... If you knew for a fact Deshaun Watson wasn't getting suspended, if you knew for a fact that game's going week one. And I don't want to hear about all the stuff surrounding it. The NFL plays into that. Now, this is different than the Tom Brady, and it's different than Brett Favre going back to Green Bay. The NFL always plays into it. But if he's not getting suspended, and he's not convicted of a crime, why wouldn't he be put early on in the season? Why wouldn't you put him in week two? Why not week three? What about week four? Why all the way on the back end in December is Deshaun Watson playing the Houston Texans? Because I think there's an expectation he's going to get suspended, and the fact that it was placed later on in the year tells me the NFL is looking at this, watching it, monitoring it, but ultimately knows, in the end, this guy's probably going to get popped for a few games. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. All right, so I want to get to this situation because I do think this is important. So if you have these conversations with people who are longtime sports fans, whether it's, you know, I would have conversations with my dad or somebody older than me, and they would tell me about great players from back in the day. And they would tell you how great these players were. It would be easy to just dismiss everything they were saying if you just went in and looked at who the champion was and looked at all that and just said, well, yeah, but so-and-so won the title and this didn't really, you know. When you're living in the moment, that's why right now is important for the conversation we're going to have with people later on. And here's why I bring that up. Jason Tatum and Giannis are putting on an absolute show in the Bucks-Celtics series. It's been fantastic. Both of those guys have left no doubt. They are top of the food chain in the NBA and two of the best players on planet Earth. And they're doing it in difficult circumstances, rough conditions on the road, trailing, bloody, physical, must-win situations, and they're doing it in the playoffs, on the biggest stage, in easily the best round of the second, or the best series of the second round of the playoffs. And after all is said and done, one of those guys is going to be out in round two. And the problem with it is, years from now, if you try and tell people about the great performance of Jason Tatum or Giannis, they're going to come back to you, much like you probably came back to somebody who told you about great players before your time, and they're going to say, what are you talking about? Tatum didn't even get past the second round in 2022. What do you mean great? He didn't even get to the conference finals. What do you mean Giannis was great? Yeah, they won a title, but the next year they couldn't get out of the second round. That's why you need to remember these moments so that you can tell the true story to someone years from now. Because one of those two guys is going home way too early. This is one of the best series and best matchups we've seen in the playoffs in a long time. And come Sunday, it's not going to matter for somebody. Tatum could go out there and drop 40 again, and the Celtics could lose at home. And guess who's going to have to wear that? Jason Tatum. I mean, look, great performance, but can't close out the Bucks with no Chris Middleton at home? Sorry, he's not there yet. Watch this series and tell me that guy's not a star. He's not one of the top players in the league. Giannis could go out on Sunday, lose that game to the Celtics, put up 40-plus like he did on Friday night, and the conversation's going to be, I mean, this is the problem. This is why Giannis isn't, you know, why we still can't put him, you know, in on the list of all-time greats. Guy can't win a game seven on the road defending his title. I mean, I'm sorry. All of that discussion, that's the problem when you look back on legacies. Because we want to do a brief scan and just go to the surface and say, no, this is what it means and that's what it means. I've seen the box scores. Stop. Living in real time, living in the moment matters. And right now, in real time, in the moment, one of those two guys is going home on Sunday and neither deserves to. They have been fantastic. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. We are going to have the usuals coming up over the next couple hours. We're going to have another edition of Do You Care? We're going to have the scraps. All of it is yours all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so coming up next, somebody in the NFL has finally taken a stand. They have finally taken a stand against some of the crap they have been dealt all offseason. We'll get into that for you right here on FSR.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in, we'll call it about 10 minutes from now. There's a, I don't even know why it's a story. I think everybody's got a clear understanding that there was some funny business going on with one franchise in the league, but we will get to that here coming up 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so this is great because you kind of have to read between the lines in order to understand what's really going on. So there was a report that came out from Front Office Sports that the Carolina Panthers are considering making a run at Sean Payton as their next head coach next season. So obviously you've got this upcoming year. Sean Payton is committed. He's going to be a broadcaster. He stepped away from the NFL. Sean Payton's already come out and said he's going to be back coaching. This is more of a little bit of a hiatus. And you got the idea just in talking with NFL insiders and people in the know that this was not a surprise when he decided to step away from New Orleans. It had reached its point. They'd been, together for a long, long time, and they're just going their separate ways. No real bad blood, no friction, none of that stuff. It was just time. And so Sean Payton is going to do the broadcasting thing for a year. Who knows, maybe a little bit more. But as it stands right now, it feels like it's a 1 year at a time type process. And then he's going to get back into coaching. And one of these speculations was obviously the Dallas Cowboys. We know Jerry Jones, very fond of Sean Payton. He spent time there as an assistant. Jerry's a big fan of him. But the Carolina Panthers job, apparently, according to this report from Front Office Sports that came out late in the week, that the Carolina Panthers are wanting to make a run at Sean Payton if they fail to have another successful season this upcoming year, they're going to make a run at him, which is odd because they currently have a head coach. His name is Matt Rhule, and Matt Rhule was given a 7-year contract by the Carolina Panthers just a couple of years ago. So he is entering year three. All right. He is entering year three of his tenure with the Carolina Panthers. And so when Matt Rhule was asked about this, he said the following on Friday, quote, "With regards to the report, first I heard of it was Dave Tepper, the owner, called me and told me that it was going to come out. They had called him saying that there was nothing to it. I know Dave Tepper well enough to believe he wouldn't be talking to another coach right now. He came to my house 2.5 years ago and told me this is a 5-year rebuild. That's what he said to me." So basically what Matt Rhule did there was put David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, on blast. Basically what he did there was say, David Tepper, the owner, would never steer me in a wrong direction. He would never go pursue another head coach while I'm the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. He would never do something like that. And here's my proof, because he convinced me to come join the Carolina Panthers and told me this was a 5-year rebuild. And he gave me a 7-year contract. So why would David Tepper, the owner, all of a sudden go and flirt publicly or flirt behind the scenes with another head coach? Because he told me and gave me his word I was going to be here for at least 5 years. He basically out loud said, if this guy gets rid of me after this year, he's a liar. And I think it's brilliant. And I love every second of it. He basically put his owner on blast. And it's absolutely what he should do. And you want to know why Matt Rhule did it? Because he's tired of hearing the crap. This is not the first time there's been a report or some sort of speculation about his job security. After the season was over with, David Tepper, the same owner of the Carolina Panthers, there was a report that came out that he was unhappy, that he was embarrassed by the 7-year contract and their lack of success thus far and so on and so forth and all of it. to where David Tepper had to come out a couple of weeks ago and say, oh, no, no, we have our full confidence in Matt Rhule as our head coach. Full confidence in Matt Rhule as our head coach. But yet you're hearing rumblings that they're not satisfied with where they're at. And I've defended Matt Rhule from day one and said, hold on a second. If the key to success in the NFL is about quarterback play, what the hell has Carolina done to try and fix the quarterback situation? What have they done? Teddy Bridgewater on a fake 3-year deal that was really a 1-year deal. Sam Darnold, a guy who everybody said, well, it was because of the Jets. You know, the Jets were the issue. The Jets were the problem. As it stands right now, maybe it wasn't just the Jets. I know that's the easy one. That's the layup. That's the go-to. That's the lazy blame game. As it stands right now, looks like it was a little bit of a 50-50 split there. Maybe it was some Sam Darnold, too. Like, what have they done to help the quarterback situation? Like, what have they done? Well, they drafted a guy this year. Oh, in the third round with apparently some issues off the field in Matt Corral. Apparently. Some stuff off the field that, some speculation is there's more going on there, which is why he fell. Which is why his draft stock went from potential late first round pick to available on Saturday of the draft. Or Friday on the draft, rather. So what have the Carolina Panthers done to help the quarterback situation? Nothing. They were in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. You want to know why they were out? They wouldn't guarantee him the third and fourth year of his deal. They would guarantee him 2 years, but they wouldn't guarantee him years 3 and 4. It's like they get real close to making a move. They get rid of, Matt Rhule's good enough. He can figure this out. Like, what quarterback's going to, what coach in the NFL is going to be able to figure it out when you haven't improved the quarterback situation? And all of a sudden, you're in the same division as Tom Brady. The Tampa Bay Bucs are competing for Super Bowls. New Orleans is making moves left and right. Like, they're going to be competing. Jarvis Landry's now a New Orleans Saint. Like, New Orleans looking around going, why can't we compete? I know we lost Sean Payton. I know Drew Brees isn't there anymore. But, man, when Jameis Winston was healthy, he was playing good football last year. Why can't we compete? So Matt Rhule basically said, look, I was told this was going to be a 5-year deal. We were going to get 5 years to rebuild this. I was told that from the owner. He talked to me a couple years ago. That was the selling point. So no. I don't buy any of that stuff. That's Matt Rhule saying, I've heard all the noise. I've heard all the crap. I know where all these rumors are coming from. I know the speculation, and I'm done with it. You want to fire me? This is on you. You want to clip me after year 3? I want everybody to know ahead of time that you're a liar. You lied to me 2.5 years ago when you told me what the plan was. If you get rid of me after 3 years, you're full of crap. And I think it's brilliantly done by Matt Rhule. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. All right, so coming up next, there is a story in the NFL. I don't even know why it's a story. I think everybody has a clear understanding that there was some shadiness going on, but we will get to that here and momentarily. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, high atop the mountain of sports talk radio stands a man who is considered sports talk radio royalty. He is a man who deserves respect, and if he doesn't get his respect, he's going to reach in to your chest and rip it from you. He is the great, the powerful, the wonderful Sir Isaac Lowenthal.
Are you an analytics guy, Jonas?
No. Too many numbers. Numbers are bad on sports radio. You know, somebody gave me a really great piece of advice. They said stories, not stats. When you're doing radio, don't read a bunch of numbers. It confuses people. Stories, not stats.
I'm glad you said that, because the analytics suggest that you are off your game today. Now, listening to you, you sound as great as you always are, because you know I'm a big fan. But according to the analytics, you're having an off show so far.
What analytics are we talking about? Are these a bunch of drunks, people still boozing it up on a Saturday morning or what?
Actually, yes, because by this time, early in the show, there are typically a fleet of angry, profane tweets directed at you, at the Jonas Knox, for reasons passing understanding. But there's literally, the analytics suggest, hardly any, if that. I mean, there was one, but it was mad about you about an NHL betting issue. So analytics suggest that you're off your game compared to every other week, but just listening to you, you pass the radio equivalent of the eye test, a.k.a. the ear test, is all I'm saying.
Well, you know, so it's funny you bring that. So for people that don't know, we have a lot of people that listen to the show, but they hate listening to it. I mean, that's a fair assessment.
Hey, right? hate listening is still listening.
Yeah, and that's all that matters. But there was this guy who, and I don't remember word for word what the tweet was, but it was something about the Penguins losing to the Rangers on Friday night.
Precisely.
And somehow I was to blame for it.
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. I take that back. So it's zero tweets because that hate tweet was actually sent before the show started.
Yeah, but the guy was mad at me because I put a jinx on the Penguins because I was talking about the Penguins were going to win on Friday night. Okay, here's the truth to all this. I grew up a Penguins fan, right? So the Penguins were my NHL team, and it's my favorite NHL team.
Wait a minute, I didn't know that. So you must be a big fan of Mike Lang.
Hey,
shoots and scores.
If I'm not mistaken, Mike Lang is in the open to this show. I think he's one of the pieces of imaging.
You're
in
kidding.
This show. Yeah, Mike Lang.
I don't think so.
In one of the hours.
Okay.
If you go through the hours in the, I believe it's in the Segways folder of there of our Next Gen. Little radio jargon here. Little behind the scenes radio talk for those of you uninformed out there.
Not the scooter that goes along the sidewalk.
No. If you go to one of those hours, Mike Lang is in the open because he's fantastic. And in fact, Mike Lang. There's a sports bar. I don't know if it's still up, but there was a sports bar in downtown Pittsburgh. I think it was called Mike Lang's.
No kidding.
And they would show the Penguins game, but they would have the radio call. So they would time it up to where the radio call matched what was on the television so people could listen to Mike Lang on the call do the Penguins games. But I don't think that he's actually calling games anymore. I think he retired a couple years ago.
He did retire, after like 50 years.
God, I love Mike Lang. Scratch my back with a hacksaw.
Get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll.
That's the one that is in the open. One of the hour opens to this show, one of the pieces of imaging put together by the great Vito Violante. Yeah. That is in the open. But this guy tried to blame me for the Penguins losing. Oh. Dude, they're playing with a third string goalie and Sidney Crosby's out with a concussion. That's my fault. Oh, you're right. I put the jinx on the Penguins. That's my fault. It's not my problem they can't hold on to a 3-1 series lead.
When this individual tweeted, and I quote, "Thanks for always gassing up the Penguins like in ... In that context, gassing is spelled with two S's, not one. So yeah. I just wanted to point that out. We actually, speaking of Mike Lang, we have a hockey highlight coming up. We start, of course, with the NBA playoffs, game 6 of the Western Conference semifinals Friday night. The Golden State Warriors got 8 three-pointers from Klay Thompson and defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 110-96 to advance to the West Finals, winning the series 4-2. Jason Tatum of the Celtics, 46 points in a 108-95 victory at Milwaukee as Boston forces a game 7 on Sunday in Boston. Now, onto the Stanley Cup playoffs, where the Florida Panthers and Washington Capitals were in overtime of Game 6. Here was Doug Plagans on WQAM.
Capitals can't clear. Sherratt kept it in play down in front for Hagee, and he scores! He scores! Carter Verhaeghe stays red hot! He gets the overtime winner, and the Panthers are moving on to round 2-4-3, the final score! The Panthers get it done in overtime here in Game 6 in Washington!
And as Jonas alluded to, the New York Rangers forcing a Game 7 with a 5-3 victory at Pittsburgh. The Dallas Stars forcing a Game 7 with a 4-2 victory over the Calgary Flames. Jonas, back to you.
Thanks, Ilo. It is Jonas Knox here, Fox Sports Radio. We are going to have another edition of Do You Care, which is just always fun. It's where you get to vent a little bit, be negative on sports radio, and we can get away with it. We've got imaging surrounding it, all of it. It's just a grand, grand display of negativity here on sports radio. We'll get to that coming up in about 10 minutes from now. This is, I don't even know why this is a story. I really don't. So there's apparently the St. Louis Post-Dispatch has, you know, put an article together recently talking about the shadiness surrounding the move from the Rams from St. Louis to Los Angeles. Apparently there was a stadium deal in place well before the move, and they tried to say it just, I mean, look, we can go into the details of it and talk about, you know, every intricate little piece of shady business that was going on and why the city of St. Louis got screwed. Who doesn't understand that that was a shady deal at this point? Why do you think Stan Kroenke had to pay $750 million or whatever it was back to the city? Like, who doesn't know that there was some funny business going on? I mean, like, and by the way, it's over, dude. Well, what are you going to do? Like, what would make the city of St. Louis happy? You got screwed. I agree. You were sold a bill of goods. I get it. I understand. You thought this was a long-term thing. They couldn't get a stadium done, and it turns out it was like a 20-year rental. I get it. I get it. Trust me. I was here in Los Angeles when the Rams left the first time. I can remember. This is what's hilarious about all this. I can remember listening to sports talk radio out of San Diego because it was a blowtorch where you could hear it everywhere. And it was Extra Sports in San Diego. And by the way, Extra Sports still around. Our great affiliate, 1360 in San Diego, still around. By the way, Isaac, are you there?
Rangers forced a Game 7 with a 5-3 win at Pittsburgh.
Good,
the Dallas
good
Stars
Isaac
forced
there.
A game.
So Isaac is he's doing some post recording. But I was gonna, you know, drop a little old school radio stuff with Isaac there. Who cares? We'll clean that up in post production. Anyways, so I remember listening to a local radio. It was out of San Diego, and after the Rams left, you had hosts at Extra in San Diego at Extra Sports recruiting Rams fans, saying, "Hey, look. Our team didn't leave. If you want to be a Charger fan, I mean, come on, like, come on board. Like, we know you got deserted. We know they left you for St. Louis. We come on board," which is funny considering that now the Chargers are renters in the Rams stadium back in L.A. So, you know, the whole you know, irony of all that's hilarious now to look back on. But like, there was bad blood here between the Rams leaving and going to St. Louis. And there's bad blood between the Rams leaving St. Louis and coming to L.A. Who doesn't know that this was a shady deal? We get it. We know. So what's the solution? You got paid. What else do you want? Do you want the Super Bowl from this past year? If the Rams say to you, "All right, all is fair here. Take the Super Bowl from this past year. We'll credit it to the city of St. Louis. Are we good?" I mean, is that going to make things better? Are we going to forget all of... Dude, it was shady. Everybody knows it. But at some point, you got to move on. I mean, at some point, you got to just understand, why are we rehashing this? It was dirty business. But business is closed. They're in L.A. It's like the guy who years after the fact just can't, he just keeps wanting to reminisce about the time that his lady fooled around on him, you know, with the DirecTV guy. Not saying DirecTV guys would do that. I'm just, you know, just shout out. But it's like, dude, I get it, man. You know, you thought he was in the other room programming the TV. You walked in, next thing you know, that wasn't a remote. Like, I don't have to tell you. Like, at some point, you got to move on. You got screwed. City of St. Louis got screwed. You thought you had a team long term. It was a 20-year rental, and then they went on to win a Super Bowl. I mean, Do you know how Rams fans in LA felt about them leaving and winning a Super Bowl in St. Louis? I mean, they've waited years. And then they're gone, and like a minute and a half later, they're Super Bowl champions. Ask people in Cleveland how it felt when that team left. People were crying because they left to go to Baltimore only to win a Super Bowl. It sucks, man, but at some point you got to move on. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. All right, coming up next, it is another edition of Do You Care? This is always fun, venting a little bit, some negativity on sports radio on a Saturday. It's yours right here on FSR.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up, top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now. There's kind of an interesting story in the NFL. Look, I don't know if I necessarily buy it, but it would not surprise me if this were the case. It just seems like something that this player would do. We will get into that for you here coming up a little over 10 minutes from now on FSR. Right now, though, it is time for something we do every single week at this time, and it's called this.
There are so many stories in the world of sports, and most of them are a complete waste of time.
TMZ reports.
Now,
let's get kinky.
Here's some of the big stories from the last week. But Jonas, the real question is, do you care?
I don't care.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Ryan Bursch, here to find out what the hell's going on. Bursch?
Well, we had more drama with the Lakers in the last week. Bill Plaschke had his huge article and came here on Fox Sports Radio talking about head coaching rumors with Doc Rivers. Phil Jackson wants to trade LeBron, all these different bombs. Jonas, do you care?
No, I don't.
I don't care.
You know who the Lakers are? It's like the guy who was the most popular dude in school. And then you see him at the reunion 10 years later, and he's still looking around, trying to see if everybody's going to acknowledge him for the guy he was when he was 18. Nah, man. Like, a lot's changed. Nobody cares anymore. The Lakers throw their name out there as if all of a sudden it's like the place to be. Like, hey, whatever you... Hey, Doc Rivers, maybe we'll bring him in. Maybe the Lakers... Like, did you not get the dose of reality that was Greg Monroe years ago? Greg Monroe was a free agent. This is one of my favorite stories about the Lakers and their delusion. Greg Monroe was a free agent years ago, and he was looking around at where he wanted to sign. And he got brought out for a visit in L.A. And he looked around, and he saw the palm trees, and he saw the beautiful weather, and he saw the beautiful people, and he saw the beaches, and he saw the Lakers and the banners and all of that, and decided to sign with Milwaukee. Like, that's what Greg Monroe did. You know, this is all neat and all. I'm going to go with Milwaukee. I'm out. Like, at some point, man, you're not who you think you are anymore. Figure that out. Stop complaining publicly about what's going on. Stop being fixated about reality TV shows and what the good old days were like. And just try and better the situation. And doing it through the media is not the case. Next.
Tom Brady will become an analyst for Fox once he retires. Jonas, do you care?
Yeah, it's great. Come on, man. It's great. And, you know, Tom Brady now, what is he? Is he considered, is he, like, are we co-workers with Tom Brady? Are we calling that co-workers? I mean, look, why not? Hey, listen, nobody can tell us it's not the truth, so let's just roll with it. I am fascinated to see how long he does play for. Obviously, he's going to play this season. I think he's going to play. If I were betting right now, I think Tom Brady plays one more year. If I were betting on a team other than the Bucs that he plays for, I think it's the 49ers. I think that's the final chapter on his football career and his football life, because I think he's got an idea about wanting to play where he used to watch games as a kid. He was at the catch game with Dwight Clark back in the day. I think he would love the idea of his parents getting to see him play as a member of the 49ers. That's my guess. Next.
The 76ers were eliminated from the postseason, and the struggles of James Harden were heavily discussed. Jonas, do you care?
Not really. But here is what, and I said this last week, and I truly mean this. I'm not trying to be a snarky a-hole. I truly mean it. The Nets and the Sixers did the impossible. They both lost a trade. Like, so, you know, they talk like winners and losers of the trade. Hey, who got the better of the deal? The Nets and Sixers, the Ben Simmons, James Harden trade, they both lost. I get the most amazing feat in the history of sports, and nobody's talking about it. Next!
My Chemical Romance has released a new song, their first release in 8 years. Jonas, do you care?
No, I don't. Like, I don't. Why is this a story? Like, who out there is driving around going, God, you know what we haven't seen in a while or heard? My Chemical Romance. Dude, who cares?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you. Thank you. Now keep it going. Thank you. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. We have got a little bit of drama in the NFL would not surprise me. I don't know if I believe the story, but if it's true, it would not surprise me. We'll get to that here coming up just a couple of moments from now. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Saturday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up through the end of the hour, noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Obviously, people, big fans of the show, huge fans of this radio program and the fine performance we have put on just an hour in. Dan writes in, quote, "Your lame cracker bitch bleep ass is less interesting than the hacks and radio that play the dumbass win-loss game with the NFL schedule release." I mean, since we're on the topic, all right, Cheez-It is the best cracker of all time, correct? I mean, like, if we're here, let's have the discussion. Don, am I wrong? Cheez-It, best cracker of all time, or which way are you going?
I'm probably going to go with the Ritz cracker.
The original?
But the Cheez-It is definitely right behind it.
Okay, so but the original Ritz cracker? Yeah. Oh, man. I remember my mom would, first of all, one of my dad's favorite snacks was Cheez and crackers. Like, he loved it. And like saltines, Ritz, he would go through a sleeve and like, you know, the cheap ass, like, a store brand American cheese. It was probably so processed. I mean, they probably just ground down like butter that was left over from a restaurant somewhere and figured out a way to turn into cheese. That doesn't make sense. But like he loved Ritz crackers. Bersh, Ryan Bershinger, who is a foodie, a junkie. We've called him the a better looking Joey Chestnut. Bersh, greatest cracker of all time.
You know I agree with you. It is Cheez-Its.
Yeah, the original. Do you guys like? Have you had the toasty, the spicy? Have you had the Cheez-It puffs? Are not great. I'm not a big fan of those.
I have tried. You know I enjoy variety, so I have tried. I've tried the extra toasted. They're solid. The white cheddar is maybe my favorite, and I do like the pepper jack and the spicy as well.
That's a good call. Isaac Lohenkron, greatest cracker of all time. Oh. If you want to say me, go right ahead.
I don't know what you mean by that, but it's not even close. Wheat Thins. Not even close.
Okay. Look, I will accept that answer.
Hey, Jonas, what Michael Jordan was to Nike, Sandy Duncan was to Wheat Thins in the 1980s.
What do you mean, Sandy? Who's Sandy Duncan? What are you talking about? Is Sandy Duncan, is that like Dunkin' Donuts?
No, she was an actress back in the 80s.
Oh.
Some people are nodding their heads right now.
Okay, I didn't know. Sandy Duncan, like, what has she been in? What's the...
She hasn't been around much lately. I will say this, though. A close second, the crackers that were as part of Lunchables, all right? Ritz crackers might be the crackers in Lunchables, but whatever the crackers were in Lunchables were pretty good.
Yeah, that is solid. Yeah, that's a good one. And by the way, that was when you knew that your parents were mailing it in when for lunch you got a Lunchable. It was like, you can't even like throw two pieces of bread together with a sliver of peanut butter. Like you just like, this is what we got. Here we go. Have fun. Have fun at school. It's like, all right. See ya. You know, but all right. So there it is. I feel like we got a lot done there. So congrats to Dan for starting us off. You know, he called me a lame cracker, but I think we've clearly defined Cheez-It, Ritz, Wheat Thin, all high atop the cracker
list. What about Triscuits?
Triscuits, that's fair. I mean, Triscuits, a little bit, you know, feels more healthy. Not that any cracker is actually healthy, but I do feel like we now have a hierarchy on the cracker list. Cheez-Its, Ritz, Wheat Thins, Triscuits, and then I think I'm fourth or fifth on the cracker list. So there's that. All right. What the hell are we talking about? Okay, so let's get into this NFL story. You can keep those coming, by the way, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. If you do not believe that that was an actual tweet sent in by an individual, you can go there and see for yourself. We are not making this stuff up. All right, so Kenny Pickett talked about he was I don't know, it's rookie mini camp. I can't keep track of all these camps. Rookie mini camp, rookie this, rookie that, OTAs, blah 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 blah. It's like NIL. I'm tired of it. Just he was talking to the media. All right, so Kenny Pickett, the brand new quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who if I'm a betting man right now, I think he will be the starting quarterback week one for the Steelers. I think he's going to win that job. I love Mitch Trubisky. I love everything about Mitch Trubisky. I think he got a little bit of a raw deal in Chicago. He was the scapegoat. But I do think Kenny Pickett's going to win that job, and he's going to be the guy, because I think it's going to be so close that Mike Tomlin's going to say, what are we waiting for? Let's just give him the reins and let's go. But he talked about how, you know, Ben Roethlisberger reached out to him and said, if you need anything, I'm here for you. You know, I can be a resource, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Look, all of that, that's great. That's not the Ben Roethlisberger story that we need to discuss. The Ben Roethlisberger story we need to discuss is this apparent bad blood between him and the organization. All right, so there was a chat. For those of you that did not see the report, Jerry Dulick, who covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, was doing a chat with, you know, fans were asking him questions. And he pointed out, after being asked a question by a fan, that it would be safe to assume that there's bad blood between Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. Now, I don't know if it's true. And when you see that Ben Roethlisberger and Kenny Pickett have talked, and you said, use me as a resource, I can be an outlet if you need anything, that would seem to dismiss the notion that there's any bad blood between Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. But I kind of buy it. And here's why. Ben Roethlisberger strikes me as the type of guy who's very passive-aggressive. Very passive-aggressive. Now, I get accused of being passive-aggressive by LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn on our show during the week, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. in Hawaii right now, for those of you that are interested. And they call me passive-aggressive. Which is, it's not really passive aggressive. I'm just busting balls. But I do it to where it's a real buildup and a very dry sense of humor. It's not really passive aggressive. Ben Roethlisberger is passive aggressive, right? How many times did we hear Roethlisberger in his career do the whole, well, I don't know. Maybe I don't got it anymore. Maybe I need to retire. I mean, it felt like every season for like the last 4 years of his career, at least once, that would come up. He'd have a bad game, or he'd get a little banged up, and then he'd be talking to the media afterwards. He'd be like, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe I don't got it anymore. You know, maybe I do need to retire. Maybe all the reports are true. Every year that came out. When the Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph, who I think was a third round pick, I think, Ben Roethlisberger took time out of his offseason And you never hear from Ben Roethlisberger in the offseason, except earlier in his career, and we don't need to get into all that stuff. Yeah, some bad stuff there. But took time out of his offseason to call in to a local sports radio show in Pittsburgh and just kind of say, well, you know, I thought we could use some help at some other positions, but I'm happy for Mason Rudolph and I'm, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's like, what? Like, he's just passive aggressive. So him calling Kenny Pickett and offering up his, if you need anything, reach out to me. I can be a resource. Like, look, all of that may dismiss this idea there's bad blood, but it also might be an indicator that it's still the same old Ben Roethlisberger, and he's being kind of passive aggressive. Because it probably annoyed him a little bit, the reception Kenny Pickett got when the Steelers did draft him. Because it wasn't that long ago on a Monday Night Football game when Ben Roethlisberger got the farewell treatment and he high-fived fans and he was crying his eyes out and he was kneeling and praying. And it was great. It played out on Monday Night Football. It was awesome. The Steelers won the game. It was Ben's send-off. It was fantastic. And then like a couple months later, Steeler fans are jumping up and down on Carson Street at a bar, slamming Iron City Lights because they drafted Kenny Pickett, who played college football there locally. So Ben Roethlisberger probably saw that and was like, oh, really? So it's like that, huh? Just moving on, huh? It's like that. You know, it's like... So the idea that, you know, he reaches out to Kenny Pickett, this doesn't mean that there's any bad blood. I kind of buy it, and here's why. Not only just for the passive-aggressive stuff, but it just seems like something that he would be bothered by. And if that's the case, I don't think he's got a gripe. If he's upset with the Steelers about how things ended, I don't think he's got a gripe. And here's why. Look around all the longtime quarterbacks in Ben Roethlisberger's era. Like, look around. Who got to go out on their terms, quote unquote? Like, who really got to go out on their terms? I mean, think about it. Drew Brees. I mean, he was banged up, injured, lost at home in a playoff game to Tom Brady, and that was it. There was no real big send-off. That was just it. It was over. And then afterwards, because it was up in the air, is this his final game? Is this, I mean, you know, like, so even Drew Brees, great player, but he played for multiple franchises. And the second one he was going to be known for, that he's going to go in the Hall of Fame representing the Saints, they went out on a loss at home. Not ideal. Look at the other quarterbacks in his era. Tom Brady. Tom Brady had to go to another team to finish his career. He didn't stay with the same organization. And in fact, things got contentious towards the end. And he had to go somewhere else to continue playing because it wasn't working there anymore. So not even Tom Brady got to end it on his terms with the team that drafted him, that groomed him, that he won championships for. Aaron Rodgers, that hasn't been ideal. That's been kind of a rocky road towards the end. So even Aaron Rodgers, who's been with the same team his entire career, that hasn't exactly gone the way Aaron Rodgers wanted it to. That's why there's been this contentious relationship between him and the organization. Look at either Manning brother. Man, Peyton Manning, people forget this. When he left Indianapolis, they were not on good terms. And in fact, I think it's kind of odd that Peyton Manning is more connected to the Broncos and their situations than he is the Colts. He only played in Denver 4 years. Like, he put together a Hall of Fame resume in Indianapolis, but you don't really associate him with the Colts anymore. So that ended odd. Eli Manning in New York stayed with him his entire career, but that was odd. He got benched at one point, and he was crying because he lost his consecutive streak. And that Philip Rivers had a great run with the Chargers, had to end his career somewhere else. So when I hear that Ben Roethlisberger, there's bad blood between him and the organization, if it's true, it wouldn't surprise me because he's passive aggressive, because, you know, he kind of holds, you know, maybe some a little grudge here or there, and maybe he felt like he was pushed out a year too soon. But like, dude, look around. In comparison to every quarterback of his era, Ben Roethlisberger got the best treatment of anybody on the way out. You could argue the Steelers should have moved on years prior. It's not like they had won a Super Bowl recently. It was 07. So, like, if there is bad blood, if you believe the report and the report is true, and I kind of buy it just because of who Ben Roethlisberger is and the passive aggressiveness about him, if that's the case and he's upset at the Steelers, I don't think he's got a gripe. In comparison, they treated him better than any quarterback, Hall of Fame caliber championship quarterback of his era. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. All right, so coming up next, somebody in the NFL is dismissing a garbage report. This is a lot of Twitter drama. We will get into the bottom of it right here on FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ms. Knox, Fox Sports Radio. We are going to get to this story in the NFL. To me, it's much to do about nothing. I don't get the. But again, this is social media. This is the problem when it comes to the NFL and sports and people getting all hot and bothered about certain topics. It's just ridiculous. But we will get to that here momentarily. I had no idea, by the way, that these Steeler fans were sensitive. I had no idea. I mean, because I think Steel Curtain, right? I think the Steel City. I love Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's fantastic. Like Carson Street. I remember there's a place called Mario's, Fatheads. The Fathead Saloon, on Carson Street. You know, I've been to Penguins games, been by Heinz Field. Like, Pittsburgh is awesome. Underrated city. U.S. Open back in 2016 in, you know, at Oakmont, which is like 20 minutes from downtown. Pittsburgh is awesome. Great place. Really underrated. Doesn't get enough credit for being such a great city. Mark Madden, longtime voice there in Pittsburgh, part of the iHeartRadio family, does a great job. I love Pittsburgh. It's awesome. But apparently Steeler fans are sensitive because they are now all of a sudden in my Twitter mentions talking about how I don't know what I'm discussing when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. I don't know, what I'm referring to. I have no knowledge of anything going on there in Pittsburgh. Stop trying to start a problem. Dude, I'm not starting anything. This is a guy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette who was asked a question about Ben Roethlisberger and bad blood with the Steelers, and he said that there was bad blood between Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. I mean, that's a report. Don't blame me. That's somebody who's there in Pittsburgh covering the Steelers for the Post-Gazette who responded to a fan's question and said there was bad blood. You can take it out on me all you want. I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me in the slightest if that were true. If there was some bad blood, and if there is, I don't think Ben's got a gripe. I'm sorry. I just don't think he's got a gripe. I think the Steelers have done a phenomenal job of the way they treated him, the way they handled the end of his career, the send-off, all of that. Better than a lot of quarterbacks get. In fact, better than most quarterbacks get. So, I mean, you could take it out on me and get upset about it, but these are the reports from local guys there that there was some bad blood. I don't know what to tell you. I love this. I mean, Pittsburgh's great. Steelers are one of the best-run organizations in sports, but my God, man. I mean, and then I'm getting attacked by Penguins fans saying that I put a jinx on the Penguins because I said they were going to win on Friday night. What do you want me to do? I didn't know their third-string goalie was going to have a meltdown with under 2 minutes left. I didn't know Crosby was going to get hit in the head and get knocked out of the series. I mean, I don't have to tell you. They got injuries. Sheesh. All right. So let's get into this story here. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. There is apparently a teammate who has come to the defense of his quarterback, right? So a wide receiver has come to the defense of his quarterback. That wide receiver is Tyreek Hill. So Tyreek Hill decided to take to social media in response to drama from social media over the quote-unquote video of Tua's arm strength that made the rounds earlier this week. I mean, this is just phenomenal stuff. Because Tua's arm strength in slow motion should be called into question. You know, like that slow motion video at a practice where Tua's wearing a bucket hat in shorts and a t-shirt, throwing a ball in the air. All of a sudden, everybody's like, oh my God, this is doom and gloom for Tyreek Hill. The Dolphins have a problem. Okay. A couple of things. Who the hell, in comparison to Patrick Mahomes, where Tyreek Hill just played with, who the hell in comparison to Patrick Mahomes has got that kind of arm strength? Josh Allen? Aaron Rodgers? I mean, are there 5-10 guys in the history of the NFL who have Patrick Mahomes' arm talent? So what we're saying is, if Tyreek Hill goes to 28, 29 other teams in the league, it's going to look a little bit like that and less than what he was just at in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. Like, why is this even being talked about? Why is this a story? Like, why are people poking fun at Tua Tagovailoa because of a slow motion pass to Tyreek Hill? And then Tyreek Hill's got to come back and show a bunch of highlights of Tua throwing the ball around accurate, deep, with a little bit more velocity. Like, why is... I'll tell you why. Because this is social media. All right? This is volume 2,588 of why social media is a problem. And why, when it's misused, this is the crap we get.
to where people see like a 9-second video and go, oh my God, the Dolphins are doomed. Dude, nobody thinks Tua's got the arm that Patrick Mahomes has. And if you're waiting for Tyreek Hill to get frustrated by the arm strength of Tua Tagovailoa, then maybe Tyreek Hill should have rethought him wanting money over wanting to stay in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. But this is what happens, and I'm telling you right now because it happens every single offseason. I can promise you. When training camp comes around, you are going to see reports on Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder, Matt Corral, so on and so forth. And the reports are going to be unkind because you've got people in the media who like to watch practice and then treat it like it deserves a box score. And so people in the media are going to report back on things they see in practice, much like Tua's throw to Tyreek Hill, and use that as a barometer on how they should gauge the success of that player is going to have this upcoming season. I'm telling you, it happens every single year, and it's going to happen in a couple of months from now. And it's already started with Tua and this ridiculous video that came out that Tyreek Hill, for some reason, felt the need to respond to. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. All right, coming up next, there are some really deserving and then some undeserving people in the NFL. We will get into that for you right here on Fox Sports Radio. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Isaac Lohengrin.
I have a homework assignment for you.
What's that?
While I go over the latest of what's trending, can you refresh your Twitter feed right now? And I want you to look at your two most recent mentions. And after I get done running down everything, I'd like you to evaluate the last two mentions only you can. Take your time. No hurry here. Okay. I'll vamp to give you a chance to collect your thoughts by talking about the NBA playoffs and Game 6 of the Western Conference semifinals. Finals on Friday night, seeing the Golden State Warriors advance to the West Finals with a 110-96 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. Klay Thompson, 8 three-pointers, finishing with 30 points. Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, 46 points. And there, what a way to 95 road victory at Milwaukee, forcing a Game 7 in the East semis at Boston on Sunday. In the Stanley Cup playoffs Friday night, the Florida Panthers and Washington Capitals went to overtime in Game 6 of the first round. Here is Doug Plagans on WQAM.
Capitals can't clear. Sherratt kept it in, played out in front for Hagee, and he scores! He scores! Carter Verhaeghe stays red hot! He gets the overtime winner, and the Panthers are moving on to round 2-4-3, the final score! The Panthers get it done in overtime here in Game 6 in Washington!
The New York Rangers forced a Game 7 with a 5-3 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Dallas Stars forced a Game 7 with a 4-2 triumph over the Calgary Flames. Today, 15 minutes from now in soccer, the FA Cup Final between Chelsea and Liverpool from London's Wembley Stadium. And now, with continuing City of Pittsburgh social media analysis as only he can, Jonas Knox.
So now, are you referring to the shout out for the fine establishment that I brought up just a few moments ago?
That was one of them.
Yes.
But then there was one.
Heads.
All right. I was going to go with, in addition to that, the sandwich place, is it Pimanti Brothers?
Pimanti's.
Something like that?
Yeah,
okay.
Pimanti Brothers. I mean, do you like French fries on your sandwiches?
In California, they have the California burritos that have French fries in them.
Okay.
So, not really sandwiches, but California-type burritos, yes.
I mean, this place, Fatheads, it's on Carson Street. It's the south side of Pittsburgh. This place, Fatheads, like, you get a burger, and there's nobody listening to this right now, not even Ryan Bershinger, that could eat it. In one sitting.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at it right now.
It's huge.
Oh my gosh.
It's huge. And when you get the buffalo wings, they're the wings that it's not just the actual wings and then the drumettes. It's like the full wing. Like it looks like they grabbed a chicken from out back,
ripped it off the body, plucked it, threw it in, tossed it in sauce, and said, have at it. And they're fantastic.
I'm looking at the Beauty and the Beastie sandwich that it appears to be about 3 or 4 feet tall. And on the top, it has two olives sticking out of the bun. And it looks like Cookie Monster from Sesame Street.
Okay. It is so good. Let me tell you something. That Fatheads in Pittsburgh, if somebody from PETA walked by, they would go into convulsions. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. Like, what is going on here? We're just putting together great food. I don't know what to tell you. By the way, did you see PETA went after, was it PETA or was it, I think it was like an offshoot of PETA, went after Russell Wilson this week because him and Sierra, whatever, who cares? They were posting a video of the dog that they adopted, and they were upset that they chose to adopt him from this and not a certain animal shelter. Like,
gosh, I did not know about that. Okay.
And I said at the time, if I was Russell Wilson, if you want to get back some of your edge, some of your credibility, because a lot of people think that he's changed and he's a little bit soft. If you want to get back your edge, if I'm Russell Wilson, I would eat a ribeye on the doorstep of PETA. Like, I would pull it out of my back pocket and I'd cut into it and I'd eat a nice 14 to 18 ounce ribeye right in front of the front door of PETA. And just tell him to kiss your ass. That's what I would do. But again, I'm not Russell Wilson, so maybe he's got other plans.
Did you happen to see the other mention I was referring to about Kenny Pickett holding for place kicks?
I did.
Okay.
I understand that there might be some concerns because Kenny Pickett's got small hands, and so they look at it and they go, oh, my God, that could be a problem on special teams if he's got to hold for somebody. All right.
But it's always the puncher that holds these days.
Yeah, and also, he's not a T-Rex. Like, what are we... Like, this idea that Kenny Pickett's got this chronic hand problem. Like, he's a T-Rex. Like, his hands are coming out of his armpits. Like, he's not gonna be able to throw a football. He played in those conditions in that stadium. He can wear a glove. It's fine. Like, I don't... Look, Joe Burrow had small hands. Jared Goff had small hands. And not only... was it not a problem for Jared Goff? He won a playoff game in Seattle with a broken thumb. Like, so on small hands with a broken thumb, and he won a playoff game in Seattle, and then played actually pretty good the following week in Green Bay before Sean McVay and the organization threw him under the bus.
Your T-Rex analogy, however, raises a fascinating prospect about thoroughness of scouting evaluations. Let's say in sort of a Jurassic Park-like scenario that an actual T-Rex was coming out of college as a defensive end. Do you think that scouting evaluators leading up to the NFL draft would be willing to overlook the small hands on a T-Rex?
No.
I mean, look, if a T-Rex was coming out as a defensive end, I would draft the T-Rex just because of his jaws and his ability to literally eat and devour offensive linemen on his way to the quarterback, and I would overlook the small hands on the scouting report. But you're saying that NFL evaluators would not.
Undraftable. First of all, character concerns. There's that. Secondly, the short arms. If I'm an offensive tackle with just average length from shoulder to the end of my fingers, all I'm doing is putting one out. Like, you could Heisman this guy and he's not getting by you. And let's be honest here. If you're an offensive tackle, and Jeff Schwartz would know this better than I would, obviously. I mean, you don't have to hold your block that long in certain offenses to be able to get a pass off, especially if it's a quick decision quarterback behind you. So yeah, undraftable. Not happening.
Okay.
I mean, look, USFL is a possibility. CFL, I believe the CFL is in a play. I think they're striking. I think players are in a strike in the CFL, so he's going to have to find work elsewhere. Maybe semi-pro football over in Europe. There's some of those leagues. My brother played in Italy and where else did he play? Like Bangladesh or somewhere like that. But I mean, there are options out there. Unfortunately, if you're a T-Rex because of the arm issues, just not an NFL prospect.
Okay, a little slow in bending over. So the fact that a T-Rex could literally devour anyone in its path, one of the most legendary predators of all time, still they would not be drafted in the NFL.
Isaac, they got rid of the horse collar because Roy Williams was hurting people.
Yeah, all right.
So we're gonna dismiss the horse collar and jump straight to eating of human flesh. If that's the case, Jeffrey Dahmer would have been a first rounder.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, what do we like? Come on. I mean, if we're going to break down the NFL draft and how prospects work, I mean, we've got to tell the whole story here.
You're right. How did we get into this?
I don't know. Why do you do this to me? Like, why do you just, you know, I'm going to take this in a weird direction. Why do you do this? You just want to get me in trouble.
Oh, you can get yourself in trouble.
You're a terrible influence. There he is, the great Isaac Lohenkron. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. I do want to say this. We are going to get to another edition of The Scraps coming up in less than 10 minutes from now. I do want to say this. I'm looking around at the teams that have the most primetime games this year, and a couple stand out to me. All right, so I believe that the Dolphins and the Ravens deserve more primetime games. Now, the Ravens have three. The Dolphins only have two. I know, obviously, there's flex scheduling and all the other late season stuff, but I feel like the Ravens are going to be vastly improved. Lamar Jackson's, if he's not the most exciting player in the NFL, he's one of them. And I think injury-wise, I find it hard to believe Baltimore is going to have the Luckett injury that they had last season, where even before the season started, they were screwed. So if I'm the NFL, I'm looking at Baltimore going, dude, Lamar Jackson, why is he not being featured more? I also think the Dolphins are a great story because they've added a bunch of talent around Tua. And that's going to be an exciting team to see play. Mike McDaniel, the head coach, he's always fun for, you know, some sort of a reaction or a soundbite. So I thought the Dolphins would get more than the two primetime games they got. I thought the Ravens would get more than the three. Here are a couple of teams that I don't understand. Why do the Titans have four primetime games? Seriously. I'm not trying to dismiss the Titans. I love Mike Vrabel. They've been really consistent over the past couple years. It does feel like the end is fast approaching for Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. And if Derrick Henry gets injured again, I think we've seen what that looks like. So I don't understand the Titans being featured. And I also don't understand why the Bears have more primetime games than the Browns or the Dolphins or the Vikings or the Commanders. The Bears are by far and away the worst team in the NFC North. In fact, I don't even think it's close. By far and away, the worst team in the NFC North. And Justin Fields might be screwed because it is a full-blown rebuild. They've gutted the roster to try and save salary cap space moving forward. And you got a quarterback entering year two with a different coaching staff and regime than the one that drafted him. And they're putting that team on primetime three times. I don't get it. Look, Bear fans are going to get upset about that. I think they're last in the division this upcoming season. I don't think it's any of the players' fault. I just think where the organization is at, they're trying to make up for what the last regime did. The fact that they're being featured more times in primetime than some other teams in the league that I think are going to be much better doesn't make any sense to me. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. All right, coming up next, we are going to have another edition of The Scraps, things in the world of sports we have not had a chance to get to next. It's yours right here on FSR. Jonas Knox.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now. Make sure you stick around. It is Up on Game, LeVar Arrington, Plexico Burris, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Make sure you stick around for those guys. Always a fun listen here on a Saturday morning. Right now, though, we put a bow on this bad boy with something we do every single week at this time, and it's called this.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, to find out what the hell we've missed. Bersh?
So Friday night was Japanese Heritage Night at Citi Field in New York for the Mets. It was also a Max Scherzer night for the Mets. So as part of Japanese Heritage Night, the Japanese ambassador to the U.S., Mikio Mori, threw out the ceremonial first pitch. Or at least he was supposed to. He was scheduled to. When he walked out to the mound to throw out the ceremonial first pitch, Max Scherzer was already there, throwing his warm-up tosses, and because of that, the first pitch didn't happen, because Scherzer was not about to yield the mound for the ceremonial first pitch, so the ambassador to the Japanese ambassador to the U.S. then kind of stood there awkwardly for a couple seconds, and then somebody came and ushered him off the field.
Yeah, because that one exhibition toss would have really thrown Max Scherzer off his game. I'm so tight. You know what this is? This is method actors. These are these weirdo method actors that think that's an excuse to be an a-hole. And I look, I took acting classes, and I would see some of these people, and I remember just being in acting class and seeing like how they would get into the role, and then they would be the role, even when it wasn't called for, and then they would walk around with like this attitude because you know they were in character, and it's like, dude, we're at a strip mall in Sherman Oaks. There's a laundromat and a liquor store next door. We're not on set. All right, it's okay. Turn it off. You're not making the big leagues. You're not making it to Hollywood. You're not going to win an Oscar. We're reading off a script. All right. I don't need to get in the role and be Jonathan Bender to play my role in the Breakfast Club reenactment we were doing that morning. Like, it's just like I would see these people. And so you get some of these like Max Scherzer. Ooh, don't throw me off my rhythm. What? It's one throw, one toss. Like, remember Garrett Cole got all pissy before because it was taking too long for his start before the season? Like, oh, you know, it's just taking way too long. I need, what are we doing here? Let's speed it up. Let's speed up the festivities. Like, come on, man. That has nothing to do with your performance. Cut the crap. I'm tired of it. Ain't that right, Bersh?
I agree.
What else we got?
So this now, you are our resident UFC expert on the network, and
this is
a story that happened last weekend, but it's the most underutilized piece of sound throughout the entire week, and I need to bring it up now. So last Sunday was Fury FC 61, yeah, where Joel Bauman won his bout with Reese Forrest. Now he bounced back from his February loss to Josh Fremd. So after the fight, Bauman explained to the crowd why he lost in February.
Last fight, I was tired. I was exhausted. I'm about to launch this NFT that's going to change the fight game. And I put in 30 all-nighters before that fight. I had herpes before that fight, two outbreaks in the span of a week. I'm here. I'm healthy. Let's go. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Just a complete roller coaster for 15 seconds.
I mean, all right, now is it type 1 or type 2? Did you get that that information, Bursch?
You know, I didn't.
On which, okay, I was going to say you know, I mean, who knows, maybe that's something we could do for an after hours edition of this. But I mean, listen, I appreciate the honesty. Now, was he being serious or was he just being sarcastic trying to crack a joke?
From what I understand, he was 100% serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how does the individual in the cage feel after finding out that you just shared an octagon with that? Well, I mean, I guess if you're willing to go in there and get bones cracked against your skull for a living, you're probably not worried about it. It's like, I remember when people were outraged because the UFC put on an event during COVID, and they're like, oh my God, how could they put these fighters in jeopardy of this? How could they put these fighters in danger and risk their health? Have you seen a UFC fight? Like, do you know what that involves? That involves potentially breaking your shin in half while kicking somebody in the leg trying to break their shin. I mean, the idea that fighters were scared about COVID just made no sense whatsoever. Next.
Last one here. We go to Arkansas, where Vanderbilt baseball was visiting the Razorbacks, and in the middle of the game, a raccoon got onto the field and made its way into the stands, where an unfazed Arkansas fan was seen on video grabbing the raccoon by his bare hands and holding it above the crowd. I'm not sure what he did with the raccoon after that, but the man was rather proud of this feat.
By the way, have you seen a raccoon that's eaten well up close and personal? It's like a Doberman. Like, I saw one on my jog like a month and a half ago, and like almost went back inside. I was terrified of this thing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.